You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it. They call him
Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. The name of this episode is entitled Decadence. So I'm going to touch on 10 key things, 10 points, but I'm going to hold that to my chest. So today, in honor of Women's History Month, I want to shout out some of the females in the podcast game. So first, I want to shout out Shan from She Gets It Podcast, Max from the Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast, Rose C, the Haitian Mama from the Mama Life Plus 3 Podcast, Ashley Janae, host of Inspiring Discussions and Wrestling Discussions Podcast, Pedra from the Cognac Room, and I also want to shout out, last but not least, Queen Germ, star of the Pod and Saved Our Marriage podcast. Oh yeah, Jean Grey's The Riders Live was popping artist of the day, y'all. So let's get it.
Well, if she rocks like a spitter and she flows like a spitter, then you know she's a spitter and she probably is. And if she walks like a spitter and she talks like a spitter, don't floss, please forgive her, she probably is. And if she writes like a spitter, hold a mic like a spitter, pause, boys, ain't no gutter, you know that she is. And if she rhymes like a spitter, no, she rhymes like a spitter, who rhymes like a spitter, you know who it is.
A burnt sky scorched the earth's flesh. At the same time, the murderous text arose like a phoenix with the glow of death. A poet two steps ahead like Noah just left. Mowing sex, holding text, no, I'm not what you'd expect. Golden pen exposing men false like a fallen disciple. All in the Bible, the cause is the calling haiku. The love of words, language, liquor, phrase, slang, a mecha race. Skyscraper, look a future brighter than your jewels of praise.
This life must be what divorce court be like. I fall apart, right, just to stay right. Hold the start like night cold. The daylight, we A alike, C alike, but you don't hear me though.
You don't hear me though.
But everything else just don't go right. Even if we just pretend that we alright. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, C alike, but you don't hear me though.
For lack of better words, well, that's actually the worst. The vernacular must map first to pass a better verse. Heads a curse, I rap backwards. like a roll backwards. Flip the same line, another track, yes, accurate. I've mastered it, fucked rhyme, killed its father, bastardized it. Masqueraded, I roll, drive by and patronize it. Must analyze it slow, mathematical. Cracks, addicts, pull, my rock will take you high like astronomical planes. The money changes hands this year. With this here lisp, you disappear. My bliss is ripping spheres of discs. The wax hedonist, bleeding black lacquer. Dreaming of a caddy, black leather seated. Beats banging, heat stash. Serial scratch, Nina, police tracking us all. Then sidetrack them in an alley and laugh at the law. You see, my way of doing things is sort of different. Never resort to riffing. I just snuff and keep it stepping. Listen, heavy stomp like I'm gravity in hand, smashing the floor. Splash jacket, strapple slapping your jaw. I'm like Bill's wife packing a sword. You must be out of your gourd. The girl's insane, but I told you before.
This life must be what divorce court be like. I fall apart, right, just to stay right. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, see alike, but you don't hear me though. But everything else just don't go right. Even if we just pretend that we all right. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, see alike, but you don't hear me though.
Irrational thoughts often could find me squeezing the cork often. Competing with wino heathens to squeeze in a coffin. The alcoholic in me's almost slaughtered like the traveling door-to-doorsman who was found indoors with the farmer's daughter Lauren. I freak a little forward, speak a little proper grammar. Rapper with the capital R, back with no capital. Fact is, I'm hazardous, agile as hell, immaculate. Poems rap like I'm in an obsessive compulsive cabinets. Neat but still dirty, elite but still worldly. To peak maybe at 30, I speak that I ain't worthy yet. So grab your drinks and toast them up to the future. Genes are truth, or so they say, but I ain't met no one truer.
Y'all niggas don't hear me. Know what I'm saying?
Here, yeah, niggas.
For press use only, Baby Grand Records.
This life must be what divorce court be like. I fall apart, right, just to stay right. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, see alike, but you don't hear me though. But everything else just don't go right. Even if we just pretend that we all right. Call this art like night calls the daylight. We A alike, see alike, but you don't hear me though.
Act like you motherfucking know what's going on. You hear that shit? Who fucking with it? Nobody, nigga.
Yeah.
Night got them beats that you just sing to for no reason. Sometimes you gotta get to know yourself. You gotta travel a little bit. Look at yourself from another perspective. So I try to do that. Come on. Listen, there's nothing like knowing yourself. Like the way I know the smoking's kinda broken my health. Like the way I know my flow don't make appropriate wealth. I can't change that, but funny I'm saying that when it's money I'm aimed at. Come on. I'll give a fuck if you frame that or quote it. Shit. I meant what I said, cause I wrote it, point noted. Mm-hmm. I know I'm overly sensitive when it comes to wealth. Just about everything. And I'm so hard-headed, I don't need your help. Like no advice for these records, unless it's me, myself. Like I don't ever wanna breathe if it requires assistance. Just shut down my system. I'm a victim of choosing bad love. Bad luck loosely. Every man touch seems to be a doozy. And plus, I'm attached to this loose leaf. Stand on my 2 feet, so it's hard enough to even have to physically move me. Go ahead, try.
I know I'm on the right path. Come on. To who I'm gonna be at last. Don't crush me, nigga.
Let's try.
I know I'm wrong and right. At the same time, both on the dark and light.
Come on.
And they say life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Just don't crush me.
Hey, get your hand off me, man.
Don't crush me.
You stupid? I'll cut you. I gotta be more disciplined. I'm listening more to straight logic, blocking random shit that's drifting in. Age is a motherfucker.
Damn right.
Find myself staring at the little kids, thinking I could beat them like a stepmother. Creeping on a come up of 30 soon, but looking 20. Ooh, the food catches up to you now, plenty. Attending christenings of my best friend's children, and they're asking who's next. And I'm wishing for 6 more wishes for Christmas. Or kids on the wish list. Time machines to be in existence. I'm a team player, not.
Nope.
The dry wit is similar to Arizona weather. Say it, nigga. Hot. Patent leather sole. Tapping at my goal. If the album's not platinum, then I'll have to rack a gold.
Shit.
This rapping ain't for nothing. Unless I hold plaque so I can sit up on a boat like Colin. Roll that. And you know that.
For press use only. Baby Grand Records.
Don't crush me, nigga. I know I'm wrong and right. At the same time, both on the dark and light.
Yes.
They say life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Just don't rush me.
Didn't I just tell you?
Don't rush me.
Fall back, nigga. See, this here is the most serious that I've ever been. The most clear-headed. My gear fetish clearly needs an account. So if I need, I smoke them all like Dennis Leary and I'm out. The doubt's great though, thanks for adding more insecurities. Just as I was finding my level of maturity, just as I was minding my business, tried to murder Gene's confidence, but lucky for me, you're all incompetent. And roadblocking this, yes, I see I'm trying to put a stop to my obnoxiousness, but I stayed long-winded, like saying George Papadopoulos. I know, but I write from the heart with this, so... I've got some things to work on. My moodiness, like masturbation, gets its jerk on. My fascination with the fast pace. The money's encapsulated in my mind's space. Like, what a thrill, past dated. And I know I'm not in last place, but it's hard to work through it with this masked face. The mask and tape off all the window keeps the cold out. And every time I'm laying down, my back breaks because it's old now. I yell too much, get stressed too quick. But the best thing about it, I can change that shit and still remain who I came down to earth to be. It's not Jean Grey, that's just a name, you'll see.
Come on, I know I'm on the right path to who I'm gonna be at last. Don't crush me, nigga. I know I'm rolling right. At the same time, both on the dark and light. And they say life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Just don't crush me.
Please don't make me kill you. I don't want to.
Don't crush me.
I don't need to go to jail right now. I got things to do. I can't be locked up, man. Everybody for coming out tonight. Justice League! What up, Flames? What up, though? Flames, you dope. You the man, Flames. You the man. We out.
That was Jean Grey with Air Likes and Don't Rush Me. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Criminal Minded, that's what's poppin'. New Edition, that's what's poppin'. Great Adventures of Slick Rick, that's what's poppin'. Purple Rain, that's what's poppin'. Kill It Will, that's what's poppin'. Straight Outta Compton, that's what's poppin'. Hall & Oates, that's what's poppin'. Illmatic, that's what's poppin'. Saturday Night Fever, that's what's poppin'. The Hunt Side, that's what's poppin'. Desperately seeking his touch, the stage play. The story of the woman with the issue of blood. Original stage play by Reverend Twyla M. Carney. Two dates, three times. Saturday, March 23rd at 2 p.m. Saturday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. And Sunday, March 24th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets at Eventbrite, the Salvation Army Raid, and Joan Crock Corps Community Center, Chicago, 1250 West 119th Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60643. The tickets are available on Eventbrite. Thank you. So the name of this episode is called Decadence. We all know that a decade is 10 years, but I was asked to pick 10 albums that were influential in my life. So I picked the 10 albums that's influential in my life and 10 albums that's influential in rap. But it's only 10 albums, so I picked 10 and I want to go through my list. So, as a kid, I used to always get up earlier than my mom and dad And at this point, I was the only child or the oldest child. I'm a year and a half older than my sibling, Steph. Shout out to Steph. And I get up and I read the back of the album covers. That's really how I got into music. I liked the music. I just knew that from these albums, these vinyl albums, that it was magic coming out of each and every one of them. Every time somebody put them on. So that's how I got into music. My dad, he used to work at a record store at some point in his life. And then maybe that's where I get my musical, my love for music and my music influence from. But I'm going to go through these albums. So the first album on my list is Criminal Minded by Boogie Down Productions. Man, we blasted that thing all day, all night in my neighborhood. 1, 2, 3, the crew is called BDP. Yeah, we used to bang Criminal Minded. And when I was a junior in high school, KRS-One, he came up to the school to do a little promoting, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't get to meet him, but I actually got to see him. Him, Miss Melody, they came to my school, and that's Percy L. Julian in Chicago. So the first album is Criminal Minded by Boogie Down Productions. Now the second album on my list is the self-titled album, New Edition, that came out in 1984. So, for my birthday, I got three albums. One was The Cars. It was banging. I liked it. They were showing the videos on MTV at the time. And the thing is, you got to see more of these type of videos as opposed to, like, urban music. It was playing people like Billy Ocean, Michael Jackson, but let me get on with it. So one of the second albums that I got is Purple Rain, and one of the third albums, which is actually number two on my list, is the self-titled album, New Edition. You couldn't tell me that I wasn't Ralph Tresvant. Like, I used to be running around the crib singing. Man, I was trying to get in a group. I wanted to be in a group so bad. I used to be brushing my hair, trying to put tons and tons of Sporting Wave up in my hair, but my hair was just naturally good when I had hair. Some of the girls in my class was like, man, Rodas, you know, they got finger waves. You know, they going to the beauty shop to get their shit like yours. You know, your hair lit already, so, man, I wanted to be Ralph. They had so many hits. Popcorn Love, Candy Girl. Those two songs are not off this album, but Cool It Now, Mr. Telephone Man, Lost in Love, I'm Leaving You Again. They had some bangers on this album. So, number two is New Edition. The third album, in my opinion, the greatest storyteller in rap, but this album is The Great Adventures of Slick Rick. And my favorite song on this album is The Moment I Fear. You know, Slick Rick, he had the Teenage Love video that was dope. But this album, you could play it one all the way through. He had Mona Lisa on here, Children's Story, Teenage Love, The Moment I Fear. This is just a straight classic. If you're a rap artist and you might not be too good at storytelling, Slick Rick will get you right. He the best storyteller by far. You know, one of them. So this next album at number four, I used to look at this album too when I used to get up early and read the credits. I like how the album cover was designed and everything. And this album is actually a movie soundtrack, so all of the songs on this album were recorded by the Bee Gees. And this album is Saturday Night Fever, starring John Travolta. You know, if you haven't seen the movie, go look it up. But it's a phenomenal soundtrack by the Bee Gees. Man, these boys got some soul. How deep is your love? I didn't mean to change, but we're living in a world of fools, bringing us down. Y'all know the rest, so yeah. Number four is Saturday Night Fever, the Bee Gees. All right, at number five, the homeboy O'Shea Jackson. You know, the ghostwriter for N.W.A. The mogul, the icon, Ice Cube, Kill It Will. Now, this album was an EP. It was basically Ice Cube bringing his L.A. style rap, rapping over East Coast beats. He had Chuck D and Flavor Flav on this album. But for the most part, you know, he was trendsetting. He had Jacking for Beats, My Dead Homies, Endangered Species, What Up, Turn Off the Radio, and Yo, which was a tribute to everybody that he respected in the rap game. So, yeah, Kill It Will is one of the albums that really got me serious into writing bars and songs. But at this time, I still hadn't let nobody know what I was doing with the rap shit. I was just writing, more focused writing. You know what I'm saying? So the next album on my list, number six, Straight Outta Compton. Man, listen. N.W.A. was drilling before these new shorties. You know what I'm saying? So it could be considered drill rap, but they was bringing awareness. So shout out to Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, MC Yella, and MC Ren, you know, and the rest of the posse. They had joints on here like Dope Man, Bitch is a Bitch, Straight Outta Compton, Gangsta Gangsta. So man, Ice Cube and N.W.A. and Eazy-E, Man, they kicked down the door with rap when they came out with this motherfucker right here. And you could see him on video because they had the box out. People was requesting this all day. Every song off this album that had a video. So Straight Outta Compton. So the next album is Purple Rain. Yo, Prince. Dope. You know, he played all his instruments. He wrote all his music. Prince been around since I was a shorty, but I'm proud to say that I was happy to get this as a birthday present. This album was also a movie soundtrack with Fine Ass Apollonia up in there. You know, everybody got jokes about Prince, but Prince was a player. Even Don Juan said Prince was a player. He made Apollonia Fine Ass jump in that cold ass water. Tell me he ain't had game. So he got joints on here like Let's Go Crazy, When Doves Cry, Darling Nikki. Man, the instrumentation on this motherfucker was incredible. You could go all the way through the album with no skips. People be talking about his albums with skips. This one of them albums that don't got no motherfucking skips. You hear me? So, that's Prince with Purple Rain. So, at number 8, we got Nasir Jones, straight out of Queensbridge. And if you listen to this show, everybody know that I got a lot of admiration for Nas. He made great songs. He made great albums. He a great lyricist. He got style. This album, you could play it 1 through 10. I think my admiration mainly come from, you know, at the time that Nas actually got on. I want to say he was probably like 18 or 17 he was signed or something like that. I mean, he was going to the studio in the analog era, and studios and engineers was fucking with him during that time. It was hard to get studio time back in the day. He dropped this album when he was 20 years old. And this is a cult classic. This album is arguably one of the best albums in hip-hop to this date. Still. So, yeah, Nas. Then number 9. Hall & Oates. If you ain't got no big brother, or if you don't know nothing about women, you don't know nothing about girls, this Hall & Oates Greatest Hits album will put you on. These two brothers right here, Hall & Oates, they got songs, they got classics. You could play this album all the way through. Sarah Smile is one of my favorite songs, and they just got a lot of game. And, you know, I want to give y'all some game. That this album is one of the most sample albums in hip-hop. These artists are one of the most sample groups of all time in hip-hop. Hall & Oates. And these boys got soul. So, man, Hall & Oates Greatest Hits, you know, they'll teach you a lot about women. They'll teach you how to talk to women. And, man, you could just groove with them. So last but not least, and I don't want to seem, you know, vain or anything like that. At number 10, I got Riders the Hunt Side. That's my album. It's on all streaming platforms. This is my first complete solo body of work, and I'm proud of it. I'm proud that I was able to put some together that people could rock with. I still play some of the songs on my stories, and they sound like they came out yesterday. None of the music is dated. I got some good concepts on here. I'm showcasing my lyrical ability, storytelling. I got my little hood anthems and everything. I got the skits going on. I got some of the homies on here. Shout out to the Suspects. Shout out to everybody that did production on my album that was able to make it come to life. Yeah, this is my first album that I put out. And not only did I put it out well musically, my business was right putting this album out. I'm just proud of this album. Unfortunately, there's no more albums in print. This is sold out, but it's available on all streaming platforms. And you could go to the music section on RidersOnline.net and go stream my album. My whole discography is on my website, RidersOnline.net. This has been another episode of Riders Live. Peace.